भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं दे सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयम् उदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। So we are reading from Canto 11, Chapter 5, Text 23. हंसः सुपर्णो वैकुण्ठो धर्मो योगेश्वरो मला ईश्वरः पुरुषो व्यक्ता परमात्मेति गीयते। हंसः सुपर्णो वैकुण्ठो धर्मो योगेश्वरो मला ईश्वरः पुरुषो व्यक्ता परमात्मेति गीयते। हंसः सुपर्णो वैकुण्ठो धर्मो योगेश्वरो मला ईश्वरः पुरुषो व्यक्ता परमात्मेति गीयते। Matajis, Hamsaha. The transcendental Swan, Suparnaha, whose wings are very beautiful, Vaikuntaha, the Lord of the spiritual kingdom, Dharmaha, the maintainer of religion, Yogeshwaraha, the master of all mystic perfection, Amalaha, immaculate, Ishwaraha, the supreme controller, Purushaha, the supreme enjoying male, अव्यक्तः द अनमैनिफेस्ट परम आत्मा द सुपर सोल इन द हार्ट ऑफ एवरी लिविंग बीइंग इति दस गीयते हिज नेम्स आर वेरियसली चैंटेड Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, Shri A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. In Satya Yuga, the Lord is glorified by the names Hamsa, Suparna, Vaikuntha, Dharma, Yogeshwar, Amal, Ishwar, Purusha, Avyakta, and Paramatma. Purport. The sage Karbhajan Muni is replying to the Videha Raj Nimi's questions about the varieties of the Lord's incarnations. In Satya Yuga, the Lord's color is white and he wears tree bark and a black deer skin as an ideal meditative brahmachari. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has explained the Lord's various names in Satya Yuga as follows. Those who are self-realized know this supreme reality of personality of Godhead as Paramatma. Those souls who are situated in the religious system of Varnashram glorify him as the Hamsa who is transcendental to all the Varnas and Ashrams. Persons absorbed in gross matter consider him to be Suparna, the beautiful winged, basis of the conception of cause and effect, who flies within the subtle sky of the soul. As described in Chandogya Upanishad. Persons accustomed to wandering within this universe of subtle and gross matter, created by the Lord's illusory potency, chant his name Vaikuntha. Persons deprived of the power of transcendental meditation, who are thus subject to falling from the path of religion, glorify him as Dharma or religion personified. Those who are forced to submit to the illusory modes of material nature and whose minds are uncontrolled and disturbed, glorify him as the most perfectly self-controlled Yogeshwara. And persons who are tainted by a mixture of passion and ignorance call him Amala or the uncontaminated. And the persons devoid of potency call him Ishwara. And those who consider themselves to be under his shelter chant his glories by the name Uttama Purusha. Those who know that this material manifestation is only temporary call him Avyakta. In this way, in Satya Yuga, Lord Vasudev appears in various four-armed transcendental forms. And the Jiva souls worship him, each by their own particular process of devotional service. Therefore, the Supreme Lord has many different names. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यादेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण हरे हरे राम हरे राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे Translation, I'll read once again. In Satya Yuga, the Lord is glorified by the names Hamsa, Suparna, Vaikuntha, Dharma, Yogeshwara, Amala, Ishwara, Purusha, Avyakta and Paramatma. And in the purport, in the last it is mentioned, in this way, in Satya Yuga, Lord Vasudev appears in various four-armed transcendental forms. And the Jiva souls worship him each by their own particular process of devotional service. Therefore, Supreme Lord has many different names. Like a Vaidurya Mani which looks different color from different places. Different people in different modes. As it is said, some are in the mode of passion, some are in the goodness, some are in the ignorance. They see the Lord differently. And how there is such diversity available to us of how we can reciprocate with the Lord. Like Srila Prabhupada was one time either in New York or San Francisco somewhere, and devotees from New York and San Francisco both had assembled. Devotees from San Francisco had sent a tape to Srila Prabhupada of the kirtans they are doing in San Francisco. And Srila Prabhupada was sitting with New York devotees, and it seems that at those times New York devotees were very, very sober, very, very disciplined, very much into systematically studying shastras, very much into doing their services with great sobriety. That was the New York flavor. And the San Francisco flavor was different. It was the wildest kirtans possible. And a tape was sent to Srila Prabhupada. And the kirtan was sung in all the modern melodies. And devotees were waiting that just see, now Sri Prabhupada is going to show his anger. And he is going to see how these San Francisco people are deviating from what Prabhupada has taught. Being very sober and calm and, you know, systematic, studying shastras. And then the tape was played, and Sri Prabhupada's tape was played, and everybody heard, and Sri Prabhupada also heard the full melody. And New Yorkers were always against those San Francisco devotees because their flavor was different. And Srila Prabhupada, to everyone's surprise, said, "Very nice kirtan." And everybody was shocked. And one devotee immediately raised his hand and he said, "Oh, how can it be nice?" He was protesting. He said, "How can it be nice? They are wild. This is not the way. There is no natural melody. There is not the melody which you have taught, the more simpler ones." And Prabhupada said, old something, I'm just paraphrasing, he said, the old melody or the new melody, the modern melody or the traditional melody, what is most important is Hare Krishna Mahamantra is sung and chanted. So Srila Prabhupada accommodated all kinds of devotees. That way, if you see, there is unity in diversity. Of course, we are not saying that one can completely, you know, forget all the rules and regulations. Shruti Smriti Purana Adi Pancharatriki Vidhim Vina. What is the next line? Ekantiki Harer Bhakti Utpata Yeva Kalpate. So yeah, we are supposed to follow all the injunctions. Otherwise, there is Utpat. There are etiquettes, there are rules. But at the same time, we see how Srila Prabhupada accommodated all kinds of devotees. Another time, Srila Prabhupada was giving an initiation lecture. So on one side, we see there are so many names. Hamsa, Suparna, Vaikuntha, Dharma, Yogeshwara, Amala, Ishwara, Purusha, Avyakta and Paramatma. And then Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains the purport behind each of these names. So, this is an initiation lecture going on, and this more than 100 devotees are sitting, and the room is quite packed, and everybody has come to hear, and everybody wants to be as close to Srila Prabhupada as possible. And this one devotee who is sitting very close to Srila Prabhupada. And I think in the kirtan, then everyone bows down after the kirtan, Jayom Vishnupad Paramhamsa Parivrajakacharya. And everybody bows down, and Prabhupada is speaking on the mic. And when they are bowing down, this one devotee offering pranams, so they offer pranams. And one devotee behind him, and this devotee's back part is touching on the head of a devotee behind. And after pranam, then this devotee gets up. His head goes like this, and the devotee in the front, his back flies in the front, and he falls right on Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada says, what is the difficulty? After which there is one full book named, what is the difficulty? And this devotee says that Srila Prabhupada used to say so many times, what is the difficulty? I have given you Hare Krishna Mahamantra, so simple. And I have given you four regulative principles, so simple. What is the difficulty? Why you make things so complicated? I mean, it's really, now here we are, now after this you are going to read about Treta Yuga, how people worshipped. And then you are going to read about Dwapar Yuga. And then you are going to read how in Treta Yuga people were really, there's one word here. It says, they were fixed in religiosity. They were dharmishtha. They were very dharmishtha, fixed in religiosity. So there is Treta Yuga. Then there is Dwapar Yuga. Dwapar Yuga things given. But then finally we are in Kali Yuga. So one devotee was telling, oh, we have to give class on this Satya Yuga and Treta Yuga and Dwapar Yuga. What do we know about these things? But in Kali Yuga, Prabhupada said, what is the difficulty? It is just so simple. Another time all the brahmacharis, I guess this was in New York again, all the brahmacharis wrote to Prabhupada saying, they were making some systems that women should not chant in the temple. They disturb our minds too much. So all the women should not be allowed to chant in the temple. Then Prabhupada came to know. And Sri Prabhupada said, why you are making all these inventions? He said, if you are so disturbed by women, better all the men should go to the forest. And he said, if we are really so disturbed, then how will you preach? Because you are in city, you have to anyway see women. If you are so disturbed, better go to the forest. But do not make inventions. Why make these inventions? So Srila Prabhupada simplified the whole process. Then another time one devotee asked, Prabhupada, my mind is so disturbed while chanting. How do I control the mind? Srila Prabhupada says it's so simple. Where is the question of mind? Mind aya kidhar se beech mein? You chant with the tongue, you hear with the ear, so mantra comes from the tongue and goes to the ear. Where is the mind? And then you are saying your mind is disturbed. So you just chant and hear. What is the difficulty? Everyone please say, what is the difficulty? What is the difficulty? Another time, this one devotee, I'll tell you at the end why I'm telling these Prabhupada stories. Only 2-3 of us know why I'm telling Prabhupada stories. So then what happened? This one devotee, he is, he hears Prabhupada's class and Prabhupada says, why you people are not getting up for Mangal Arati? You people just keep sleeping and eating. If you will not control your eating and sleeping, how will you advance? And then Prabhupada calls his servant, he says, call all the devotees who are sleeping. And then he says, why you are sleeping? If you wake up early, chant 16 rounds, do Mangal Arati, 12 years, whatever you say will become truth. And people say, wow. But still anyway, sleeping, eating continues. That you cannot stop so easily. So sleeping, eating continues. And then this Prabhupada says, if you eat less, you will sleep less. One devotee heard, he said, very good, so I will fast. So regularly he was not visible in the lunch. He would in the room only take a milk and some almonds and something and not visible in the lunch. And other devotees are missing him. Why is he not coming to the lunch? And Prabhupada is observing everyone. Oh, he is not coming for the lunch. He is not coming for the lunch. Lunch or dinner, I don't know what it was. But some meal they were not coming. And Śrīla Prabhupāda said, call him. And he said, Prabhupada, you said we have to fast. He said, but if you will fast, how will you do your service? Look how weak you have become. I mean, those who do not like to fast will like this story. You know, see how weak you have become. You better eat nicely. And he said, from every day I want to see you eating with devotees. He said, fine, I mean, Guru's instruction, eat. What blissful more can be there, you know? Guru says, eat. He says, it's an eat there. And then Śrīla Prabhupāda says, it is so simple. Why you make things complicated? Problem is, when I tell you to eat, you start eating too much. When I say do not eat, then you start fasting. You should know how much to eat so that how much energy you should get, then you can serve. It is simple. What is the difficulty? Right? Another devotee came. He said, Śrīla Prabhupāda, I am feeling... He was in the class and he was nodding. He was sleeping. Nodding, what do you say? How do you say that? He was. Anyway, he was dozing. Yeah, but I was getting that. He was dozing. So Prabhupada says, why are you sleeping? Get up. If you want to sleep, go and sleep in the room. Do not sleep in the class. That's another blissful instruction, right? Go to the room and sleep. So go to the room and sleep. And this devotee, in the evening he goes, Śrīla Prabhupāda, I am so sick. I'm feeling very sick. But he doesn't know what is the cause of his sickness. After a few days, another devotee looks at him. He says, hey, look, your eyes are very yellow. Look, you have jaundice. He feels so happy. Now I have a proper diagnosis to present in front of Śrīla Prabhupāda. So he goes to Śrīla Prabhupāda. Śrīla Prabhupāda, looks like I have jaundice. Prabhupāda said, how can you say that? He says, my urine is becoming very dark. And my face is also turning yellow. And I have no appetite. I don't feel like eating anything. And I am very weak. Śrīla Prabhupāda says, oh, I have all these symptoms. Looks like I also have jaundice. Another devotee says, but Prabhupāda, he really has jaundice. Śrīla Prabhupāda says, then he says, another devotee says, Prabhupāda, I think he should not cook for you because jaundice is infectious. Prabhupāda said, just doesn't matter. Continue cooking and keep doing your service. Another few months passed, another devotee came up with the same complaint. Prabhupada, my urine is yellow, I have no appetite, and I am very weak. And Śrīla Prabhupada says, oh, this means I also have jaundice. And Śrīla Prabhupada made the point that, look, I am also sick, and I am also continuing the service, why you are making a whole big hue and cry about your sickness? I mean, I'm not saying those who are sick to see, I don't know what we should think about it, but this is the pastime. And then he says, I have also the same symptoms, so what is the difficulty? Any difficulty? No difficulty. Continue your bhakti. Simple for simple. Another time, another person came. Now this is the parents of a son who has become a devotee and his Prabhupada's followers, and his parents come and says, They were very happy because Srila Prabhupada is giving training to the son, and son is getting trained up. And this devotee, but the parents are complaining, Srila Prabhupada looks like devotees have not sufficiently ambitious. They lose all ambition. Bhakti mein aane ke baad, they lose all ambition. They should have some ambition. And Srila Prabhupada, as we know, he was like straight to the point. He said, devotees have no ambition. Devotees are not ambitious. So parents were like, suddenly, ye toh hum toh kuch bole the, he is like heavy on that. So then one of the sannyasis, he was sitting next to Srila Prabhupada, he said, oh, what Prabhupada means to say that devotees have no personal ambition, they are ambitious for Krishna. Prabhupada said, no, devotees have no ambition. He said, what is it? The devotees, their only desire is to be able to do some simple service for Krishna. And I really like this point. Some simple service for Krishna. That simple service attitude, Srila Prabhupada glorified. So, another time, Srila Prabhupada was in air, this flight. So, Srila Prabhupada and his personal servant, they entered the flight. And when they entered the flight, it was an Air India flight. Now see how as devotees, we are sadhakas, we are never know. I will not generalize everyone, but as a struggling sadhaka does not know what is Krishna conscious and what is not Krishna conscious. We are always trying to calculate, ye karna hai ki nahi karna, ye karna hai ki nahi. Is this Krishna conscious? Is this not Krishna conscious? Is this Maya? Is this not Maya? Because a person, but for Srila Prabhupada, it was so natural to be Krishna conscious. It was just so natural. It was not an artificially imposed thing. He's in a flight. And in the flight, you know, sometimes, it is written he was in Air India flight. And in the Air India flight, in the background, there's a music going on. There's a music was being played, some classical music. And light music is going on. And Srila Prabhupada asked his personal servant, he says, what do you think? Is this music not nice? No, he is wondering, abhi ye maya hai, ya nice hai, ya kya hai, abhi main kya uttar dun? If I say it is nice, I will get a, he will hammer me, this is nice, this is maya. If I say not nice or nice hua to kya? So he doesn't answer anything. And Srila Prabhupada says, it is so nice. Such a nice music is being played. Just appreciate. Sometimes trying to become artificially Krishna conscious, we are not sure where to offer love. We are to appreciate this is nice. We are not to appreciate this is nice. What is Maya? What is not Maya? Not clear. Always confused. On one side this is. Now another side, this devotee is taking for a walk and he says, they go, I think this is a zoo there. And Prabhupada says, look. So somebody says, this is children's fairyland. And Srila Prabhupada look at the skyscrapers and he says, oh, this is children's fairyland, that is adult's fairyland. Very natural for Srila Prabhupada. Now, the point is, for somebody so advanced, Krishna consciousness is so natural, so automatic, so simple. There is no confusion. What is Krishna consciousness, what is not? Simply chant Hare Krishna and follow four regulative principles. What is the difficulty? And then I was reading, once somebody understands that, what is the difficulty? Then, this is one purport Prabhupada says. This is second canto, chapter 4. And text number 4. Text number 4. 2.4.4. Srila Prabhupada gives a series of verses on somebody who is so convinced about the path, who is so clear about the path, what is his thought process? He is giving one after another the verses. He says, he quotes, Srila Rupa Goswami says, what is the verse he quotes? I'll just read five or six translations which Srila Prabhupada gives in the purport. He says, O Lord of the poor, do what you like with me. Give me either mercy or punishment. But in this world, I have none to look to accept your lordship. The Chataka bird always prays for the cloud, whether it showers rains or throws a thunderbolt. Now this verse is talking about the convictions of a devotee, how convinced he is in the process. Then he quotes another one, Srila Madhavendra Puri. Srila Madhavendra Puri says, Mugdam mam nigdantum niti nipuna bhrantam muhur vaidika. Let the sharp moralist accuse me of being illusioned. I do not mind. Let the experts in Vedic activities may slander me as being misled. I do not mind. Friends and relatives may call me frustrated. I do not mind. My brothers may call me a fool. I do not mind. The wealthy Mammonites may point me out as mad. And the learned philosophers may assert that I am too much proud. Still my mind does not budge an inch from determination to serve the lotus feet of Govinda. Though I am unable to do it. See, I am imperfect in doing it, but still my mind doesn't budge an inch because my mind knows what is the goal. It is so simple. What is the difficulty? The point is, this may seem to be very fanatic, highly fanatic. This person who is speaking, very fanatic. He doesn't care for sharp moralist. He doesn't care for relatives, friends, brothers, wealthy Mammonites, etc., etc. This may sound to be highly fanatic. But then sometimes, you know, anything you have to be achieved, you have to get fanatic about it. Some degree of fanaticism has to be there, otherwise you can't achieve it. Especially in Kali Yuga, to be sadhaka, to be fixed on the goal, one has to be fanatic. Because there are so many things outside ISKCON and within the movement also distracting us. Is it not? Like here we are talking about diversity. There is so much diversity. So every devotee is engaging his sets of modes in a certain way. Every devotee is doing a set of services which his modes impel him to do. What can you do? But then at least Srila Prabhupada's books, Bhagavata and Gita, keep us fixed. Okay, whatever modes we have, finally what's the goal? So there are so many things which distract us from what the goal is, and we think something else is the goal. Some degree of fanaticism is required. Like Srila Prabhupada, now look at this, you know, he was in Bangkok airport and he tells his servant, I want to take bath. And he doesn't even think bathroom hai, nahi hai. He goes to the baggage area, picks up the bag, cloth, picks up his lota, his towel, his new sets of clothes. He bring him, Prabhupada, let's go to the bathroom. And they ask, where is the bathroom? This is the bathroom. When they go to the bathroom, there is no bathing area there. You know how airport bathrooms are. And Srila Prabhupada says, oh, no bathing area. I was remembering this story. Sometimes our devotees take bath in the train, and one devotee was telling, this is highly fanatic. So I'm really not sure whether we should or we should not. I'm not talking about it. That's a different subject to be discussed. But the point is, now here Srila Prabhupada, in the airport, he goes to the sink, and we are not Prabhupada, so I'm not saying go to the airport and start doing these kind of things. But he goes to the airport, Bangkok airport, not even in India, you know. He goes, he takes a lota from the sink, he takes water and starts bathing. And not only that, he takes soap and applies soap on the body. Think about it, there's a gamcha, there is soap all over, you know, the floor is getting like all slippery out there. And the bathroom attendant is looking from the corner, what is this guy doing? He doesn't know this is Swami or what. And he takes his lota and pours lota after lota after lota, and he's putting soap and this whole becoming like soapy floor. And then he wipes very nicely and he says, oh, it's so nice. I was feeling so tired. Least bothered about what's happening on the airport. And then they're going out and this man is throwing tantrums, you know, or getting angry at the personal servant. Look what your Swami did. Now I have to do all this extra job here cleaning. I'm not sure if they find or something. Now what they will do, I'm not sure. So we are not discussing here whether one should bath in airport or not take bath. That is not the point. The point here is that sometimes in bhakti especially, to pursue your goal, you have to be highly fanatic. Otherwise you get distracted. And this, look at Madhavendra Puri's statement. Let the sharp moralist accuse me of being illusioned. I do not mind. Let the expert in Vedic activities may slander me as being misled. I do not mind. So this is such a fixed thing on the goal. And then we can say, what is the difficulty? What is the difficulty? And these things have to be understood in the right perspective. These things have to be balanced with the right kind of behavior, right kind of etiquette, right kind of sensitivities. But in the heart, one has to pursue with great passion the goal. And that's how Prabhupada made it so simple. Just chant Hare Krishna, 16 rounds. Follow four regulative principles. Follow the Vaishnava etiquettes. Follow the behavior. And then you can say, what is the difficulty? Anyway, I was given purport number 25th and suddenly I came, the purport is 23. The subject only changed. But then I thought, what is the difficulty? Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai, Granth Rāj Śrīmad Bhāgavatam ki jai, Samavet Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Hare Krishna.